It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. So much to talk about and get to today. What's the market doing in reaction to the huge story from Helsinki? We'll talk with David Fisher a bit later on. And we'll get some perspective on history and what it tells us. But we're going to start with analysis of the Helsinki summit between Putin and Trump right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We discussed this also. Zero collusion. And it has had a negative impact upon the relationship of the two largest nuclear powers in the world.
We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
It's really weird, this Putin thing. It's really weird. You have George W. Bush, who went and met with Putin, and he said, I looked into his eyes and I saw his soul, and he somehow, like, you know, had a man crush. Trump's talking big and tough. He goes in and he just totally, like, softens up today. I don't know how to describe Putin's effect on Republican presidents, but I don't like it. Equally, I don't like President Obama saying he's going to do stuff and then never doing that either. So what does it all mean? What was this historic summit? There was a lot of interesting angles of this. They met for far longer than they were, you know, had planned to. And I even think that Putin was pulling a little bit of a man stunt on Trump when he showed up a half hour late. I'm really interested in kind of breaking this down psychologically. But let's first turn to Lan He Chen, a PhD. He's a fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's also a law lecturer at Stanford Law School and public policy program at Stanford University. He lectures there. He's also counsel at Arndt Fox LLP, and he's also a member of the Salem Media Editorial Board. Lan He, it's good to have you at Kevin McCullough Radio. I've known and appreciated your work for a long time. First time I've been able to get you on the air. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Describe what happened from your perspective with the president and Mr. Putin today. His critics are obviously blasting him, even on Fox, every 15 minutes. How good, how bad was this appearance?
Well, I don't think it was good. You know, I take a very cynical view of the Russians. I take a very cynical view of Vladimir Putin. I agree with you that President Bush was badly mistaken when he thought he could trust Vladimir Putin. I think Barack Obama was incredibly naive when he tried to reset relations with Russia. You know, you'll recall famously Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, presenting the Russians the reset button. I mean, you talk about naive. That's I think my four-year-old would know not to do that. And now, unfortunately, it seems like we had another meeting here between our president and Vladimir Putin that didn't go particularly well from the perspective of those of us who believe Russia continues to be a serious threat to American interests. And I think the president wasn't wrong in saying, you know, we want to have better relations with the Russians. I think he's right about that. But I don't think the way you get there is by not calling them out for some of the things they've done. And the collusion issue aside, because, you know, I tend to agree that there's been no evidence to date that demonstrates collusion of any sort. There is strong evidence to suggest the Russians tried to interfere in our election. And I think we have to put them on notice that kind of behavior is unacceptable and will be responded to.
Right. Let me ask for some clarity on that, because when that came up in the presser today, Putin immediately went to this idea that it was this private company. He compared it to kind of George Soros and said, you know, Soros doesn't speak for the Americans when he undermines foreign elections. Do we have direct evidence, or does Mueller have direct evidence that the 12 that he indicted were agents of the government, or were they simply Russian citizens?
Well, Mueller's investigation so far has been very comprehensive, and the indictment that was just filed last week provides what I believe is pretty compelling evidence that these were individuals acting at the behest of the Russian government. And certainly our intelligence community...
So you're not answering my question either. This is very difficult for me because I keep asking the same question and nobody answers it. Were they employees of Putin's Russia government, or were they independents with maybe some ties to people, but nothing that was like an official connection to them?
No, I don't believe they were independents, Kevin. I believe they have a direct relationship. Now, how
okay.
they were getting paid and how they were getting employed, that I don't know.
Okay,
but it does seem fairly clear that these were people who were in some way employed by GRU, which is the Russian intelligence agency. So no, I think these were government agents.
So when Putin made that he's not completely wrong on that either, because during the Obama years there were a lot of Soros people that worked in the government. So it's a very murky thing. Even if his explanation held any water, it would be murky. But our side seems to have great clarity on it. I'm going to go with my team. The president's critics will say that he should have as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a reasonable thing to say, you know, to say, look, I believe that my intelligence community had the proper assessment here. And, you know, I think the president gets a little bit of a hard time for not backing our intelligence agencies. But in this particular situation, I do wish he had been more forceful in saying, look, our intelligence agencies have come up with this conclusion. I believe they are correct. And I believe it's something that we need to at least call out. I mean, at least say, look, we know you did it. We don't like it. We could try to move past it, but let's acknowledge what happened.
Yeah. Let's talk about some things that were both addressed and not addressed. No mention of Eastern Ukraine at all. How significant?
I think it's significant because it's a sore spot, clearly. But it's a testament to why it is that some of us still believe Russia presents a serious geopolitical challenge to the United States, that they're willing to engage in this sort of action, and whether it is direct kinetic military involvement or more subtle involvement in undermining democracy, these are things that are troublesome and, again, deserve to be mentioned.
Same thing with Crimea. There was kind of an acknowledgement, at least by Putin, that Trump disagrees with him. In fact, Putin was the one that mentioned it in the presser. The president didn't. But he said, we're agreeing to disagree.
Yeah, and there I think the words matter. And here again, it would have been great to hear President Trump directly make reference to some of the more challenging elements of our relationship. And certainly what Russia has done with respect to some of its neighbors is deeply troubling. And for the American president to not say those things, I think people have a good reason to be a little bit upset about that.
Yeah. There was almost this bizarre moment at the very end, Lanhe, when they got into the dossier and the allegations and so forth. And the President Putin said this, cut number three.
I'd like to add something to this. After all, I was an intelligence officer myself. And I do know how dossiers are made up. Just a second.
I know how dossiers are made. He's the expert on dirty dossiers. Lanhe, it was a bizarre reaction, and yet he thought he was adding to the answer being given to the Associated Press. What'd you make of that?
Well, I suppose the reason why Putin said that was to in some way discredit the dossier, as to say, look, I know how these things are made, and this was not legitimate, or this is not how I would make a dossier. But, you know, it was a great reminder of the history of Vladimir Putin. Lest we think he is a reformed political leader,
right, exactly.
Let's not forget that he's essentially a KGB thug in disguise.
That's exactly what went through my head when he gave that response.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a certain degree of, you know, even I got sucked in a little bit during the rest of the thing. He said that, it all came back. I'm like, that's it. That's a dirty agent right there, and he's saying, hey, trust me, I'm very good.
Yeah, let's not forget that the background and history of Vladimir Putin. And you know, it's always very difficult because, you know, you want to have relationships with the Russian people and understand that the Russian people, you know, as a whole, they're not the problem. Really, it is Vladimir Putin and his government. And when he reminds people, yes, you know, I was in the KGB, you sort of do have to take notice and say, yes, indeed, you were. Once KGB, always KGB.
Yeah, all right. Good analysis. Lonnie Chen of the Salem Editorial Board and also of the Hoover Institution and Stanford Law School. We are appreciative of your time today, sir. Thank you so much.
Kevin, good to be with you.
Coming up next, what does history teach us about all of this? Well, why don't we go see it for ourselves? Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have troubles now on the eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway. As you travel away from the George Washington Bridge out towards Jerome Avenue, it's a bumper-to-bumper ride because of a car fire. The right lane is out of service. Westbound jammed from the Bruckner right on through to the GW Bridge. On the Deacon northbound, we're slow from the RFK Triborough Bridge right up to the Cross Bronx. Southbound's not all that bad. Good news finally in Brooklyn on the westbound Belt Parkway at Erskine Street. That collision has finally been cleared from the road lane. All lanes are now open. We do have an accident here on the BQE as you travel on the eastbound side coming into the area of Queens Boulevard. Westbound slow from the Kosciuszko Bridge right on down towards the Brooklyn Bridge. Taking a look at your ride in Manhattan. Northbound West Side Highway still slow from the 90s up to the 150s. And the FDR northbound, we're slow basically from the 30s to the 70s and again from the 150s to the George Washington Bridge. A little bit better. As you go back to New Jersey, the Holland Tunnel, 20 to 30 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes at the outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. Both tunnels running about 10 to 15 minutes on your way into Manhattan and 20 minutes for the inbound upper level of the George Washington Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
When you need information on the Supreme Court nominee, you turn to Jay Sekulow.
I will tell you this. I think we've got a great nominee here. I know Brett. I know him as a lawyer. I know him as a judge. I know him, and I will know him as a justice. I'm absolutely convinced of that. He worked on some cases involving religious liberty that we were involved in, providing brilliant insight. I think this is, I'm very pleased with this nomination, as you can tell.
Jay Sekulow Live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news, because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code AM970. 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code THE ANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, every single day we fight very much to help you think with greater clarity about the times we live in. We give you breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means and we talk about why it matters. Some of you know that I just love history. And the reason that I love history is because it's easy to help shed clarity on today's circumstances if we understand what happened before us. In fact, the definition of a fool is oftentimes failing to understand what did happen before. So we don't want to be that way. We don't want to be foolish. And we are grateful for the sacrifice of those that have gone before us in that history. And there probably is no more poignant example of that than the invasion of D-Day and the beaches of Omaha and Utah Beach in northern France. When you think about the odds that those boys were coming out of those boats with, trying to make it up unscalable cliffs against machine gun fire, and having to just use overwhelming numbers to suppress the German defensive outposts there. It's just, it should make you quite teary-eyed. And I've always in my entire life thought if I ever had a chance to go and see that place where those patriots gave their last full ounce of devotion, I would want to do it. Well, friends, I got great news. Not only do I get to go, but you get to come with me. And I'm excited about what we're launching today. If you've been on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram over the weekend, you've already seen the beaches of D-Day. I'm calling it my freedom tour this year. We're going to go to Paris and Normandy and Champagne, and we're going to see things that, you just probably can only see once in a lifetime. And if you are grateful for the days in which you live, I want you to join us. Let me give you the phone number. It's 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. Now, going with us is someone who knows this terrain quite well, but he also understands how it relates to modern America life. In fact, he has served his nation and attempted to serve this country even in elective office. He had the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in 2006 against Ted Kennedy. And he wants to see America be America at her very best. It's one of the reasons why he helps lead these tours to places of significance and of importance all over the globe. And we're grateful to have Kenneth Chase, your host and president of Conservative Tours, joining us right now. Ken, it's good to have you here. Thank you for making time for us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Kevin, to chat with you and your listeners. And needless to say, I'm as excited as you are. I've been doing this since 1981, taking Americans to the D-Day beaches, but I never get tired of it. It's always exciting when you're a half hour or so on the highway outside of Pegasus Bridge, which is always our first stop on the D-Day beaches, and we'll be there for 2.5 days on the D-Day beaches. Pegasus Bridge is our first stop, and I don't want to say I get weak in the knees, but I do get there are times when you get emotional, and for your listeners and your followers who will be joining us in October to Normandy, suffice it to say, it's going to be very moving because, as you said, you're only going to do this once in your life. You want to do it right. You're going a great distance. You're going to invest some hard-earned money. You want to do it right, and that's how we do it, meaning we do it thoroughly. This is not right. A drive-by event. We spend 2.5 days covering just those 55 miles from Pegasus Bridge down to Sainte-Mère-Église in Utah. So the idea is to honor, you know, in some respects, there's one key element during the D-Day portion of the whole tour. when we go to Omaha, when we go to the cemetery on the bluff overlooking Omaha, it's the one point where, even though I'm holding your hand and I'm by your side for the whole 11 days, when you actually stroll through the cemetery, it's the one time where I tell my guests, you don't really need me, and you don't. But there's so much about the tour that's very moving. But one of the key aspects of the whole tour is, of course, the commentary, because this helps to fill in some gaps in your memory. It helps to refresh your memory. We've all seen the movies, The Longest Day, Private Ryan. But this is a chance to come full circle in terms of your understanding of the history of the event. But yes, you're right. This moves you to the core the moment you approach Omaha Beach and these other sacred sites.
I think that's especially true if you have a pulse. If you're dead, maybe not. But otherwise, if you're American, it should. Ken, let me just touch base, historically speaking, for a second. Those beaches, when those boys were headed towards them, they did not have any certainty of outcome. And they certainly began to see the gunfire mow down the ones that were in front of them. And yet they continued to come and come and come and come. And if they had not, Ken Chase, historian, how would the modern world look differently right now?
Well, I have often asked the questions to my many European friends and family. For example, I like to, because I do a lot in Spain, I say, what would Hitler have done with Spain? Because, of course, Spain was in a different position. You know, Spain with Franco was ostensibly an ally of Hitler, for lack of a better term. And I often wonder, what would have happened? What would he have done with French? What would he have done with the French language? I don't know. But it's certainly interesting. It's an interesting question to pose. And if it wasn't for the heroism of our men and wasn't for the heroism of the British, among others, but that was the bulwark, that was the force, that was the foundation that in the West, obviously, we have to tip our hat. And in growing up in America, and I talk about this, we don't learn about the role of the Soviet Union or the Russians, if you will, in World War II. But the fact of the matter is, without the events in Stalingrad, without the Russian heroism, there's another answer to your question.
Yeah.
History today would have been much different.
Okay, what we want to do, friend, is if you're listening right now, I want you to get online and see the tour. There's a very thorough outline of what we're going to get to do at conservativetours.com. Just look for the Kevin McCullough tour. It's right there at the top of the page. Or call 888-733-9494. We're talking about October 6th through the 16th. 888-733-9494.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Generally sunny skies, 85 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and a housing rights group are suing a real estate company previously run by President Trump's son-in-law. Rob Dawson has more.
Housing Rights Initiative's Aaron Carr says Kushner Company systematically drove tenants out of their units
using illegal, dangerous, and destructive real estate practices.
Carr says they were exposed to toxic substances. Borough President Adams says Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo haven't done enough to stop landlords like Kushner.
It should not take a nonprofit to identify and stop the illegal profit from forcefully removing tenants from their home.
Cuomo's office says they are investigating Kushner companies. In Brooklyn, Rob Dawson, NBC News Radio, New York.
Another child is now dead from a horrific fire in Union City, New Jersey. Scott Pringle has more.
The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office is now saying that a 13-year-old boy died from his injuries that he sustained during this fire. He's the fourth death. Three other children under the age of 8 all perished in the blaze that tore through a home. This was on 25th Street in Union City Friday morning. The cause remains under investigation. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
In sports, Mets and Yankees are off for the All-Star break. The two teams resume their season on Friday when they square off against each other in round two of the Subway Series this weekend at the stadium. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, a little bit better. 15 to 20 minutes now, 5 to 10 on the citybound side. About the same at Lincoln, 15 to 20 out, and about 10 to 15 on the citybound side. GW Bridge inbound upper level, that's getting a lot better into the tolls. Still slow across the span and onto the eastbound Cross Bronx out towards Jerome, but that car fire has been extinguished. changed. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low 76. Cloudy skies tomorrow, showers and storms around in the afternoon. And some of those storms could be strong to severe. High of 85 and sunshine for the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours. 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
We discussed this also. Zero collusion.
Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
Now, you remember, of course, that collusion requires quid pro quo, right? So... And John Brennan and Hillary Clinton and all these people really need to take a huge breath and just breathe for a second. Just watched earlier today, Shepard Smith literally turned four shades of purple because the world's going to end because the president didn't handle this the way they felt that he should. Were there things I would have preferred that he liked to have asked about him? Yeah, maybe. But you know what? I wasn't in the room in the meeting with a meeting that went nearly twice as long as it had been scheduled. We don't know to the extent of what was said behind closed doors. But that's not stopping Chuck Schumer. It's not stopping Jeff Flake. It's not stopping a number of people from being very disappointed in how the Helsinki summit went this morning. Let's get some psychological profiling done of this situation. She saw the summit play out. She saw the body language of the two people. Dr. Gina Loudon is my guest. She's here every Monday, and she has some thoughts on this. Now, Dr. Gina, before we get to the president's performance, you know, and I said this to Lonnie Chen in the opening segment, there's something about Republican presidents and Putin that I can't explain. But George W. Bush came away saying, you know, I looked into his eyes and I saw his soul. And today the president came out and was not as forceful as what a lot of people wanted. He gives a good presentation. You watched him behind his podium. You forget that he was a KGB terrorist. You forget that he was a thug, a no good thug that is still annexing countries and so forth. So, you know, this is a smooth operator that the president was up against today. Maybe the best on planet Earth outside of, you know, Trump's skills.
Yeah, you know, Putin's a thug. There's no question about that, Kevin. But I love these armchair quarterbacks that have never negotiated a business deal in their whole entire lives, having the absolute unmitigated gall to criticize my president right now, who knows how to read people better than any of the people judging him, who has negotiated in more rooms with difficult, arrogant, megalomaniacal people than anyone judging him, and who have never set face to face with someone who could absolutely change the complexion of history like Vladimir Putin could.
Yeah.
This president knows exactly what he's doing. It is a shame, and I cry foul. I cry foul on people for a couple of reasons. One is you take people like John McCain and Paul Ryan, who have subsisted their entire lives as war hawks because they like war, because there's a lot of money made for all of their friends, and I hate to put it this way, it's a terrible motive to suspect, but it's just the truth. Their friends make a lot of money off of war, and all of the political structure and apparatus, the swamp, as the president calls it, stays in power when there's chaos and when there's war. This president is trying to prevent a war. Shame on people like Paul Ryan and John McCain for their ridiculous behavior that this president has exposed. But it goes even deeper than that. I think you have a lot of people right now trying to make a brand new reputation based on disagreeing with the president, as though that makes them somehow better than the rest of us who can't see exactly what's going on here. It's disgusting, Kevin. I don't know that I've ever been this disgusted with people in my own party and in my own business as I am right now.
Oh, it's across the board. But going back to my first question, and I want you to put on your psychologist hat for a second. Putin is a he is probably one of the most complex characters that that world history has ever seen. And so
That's right. It's
kind of like when you're out hunting and you come across a bear. If you've only got a couple of shots in the gun, you don't just unload right away. You try to be very smart about how you approach him. And look, would I have loved a question to go in there about the Ukraine or Crimea or some of that stuff? Yes, I actually would have. I would have liked to have seen, you know, if nothing else, how Putin's reaction would have been. But at the same time, I've got to trust that the president has a lot more information than any of us do. And when I see Nancy Pelosi tweet, oh, Russia has something on him, and Hillary is like, do you know which side you're on? And John Brennan goes, treasonous, and exceeds the level for an impeachable offense. I'm like, you guys, Hillary delivered the reset button to Russia. Do we forget this? She actually stood there with a stupid $19.99 reset button she got from Home Depot. And what was that? Like, it's you're right. There's such
hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, forgetfulness. They just forget that they were in the same boat not long ago. But the president, okay, Dr. Gina, we're out of time. Appreciate the perspective and great analysis. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hi, Tom Baudet. There's a saying, if you love something, set it free. Well, Motel 6 must really love Wi-Fi, because we just set it free. You're free, little Wi-Fi. Fly like a bird into the ether. Net. Of course, Motel 6 can't really set it free. We just made it free at all of our more than 1,400 locations. But that's semantics. Something else we don't charge you for. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the Wi-Fi on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Sports gambling can be fun for most people, but for others, it can quickly become a problem with devastating effects. A preoccupation with gambling may cause some people to risk more than just money. They may be gambling away their health, their relationships, their happiness, and their family's future. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by calling the confidential 1-800-GAMBLER helpline online at 800-GAMBLER.org. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My guest today, New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, who's been on our show many times.
There's some state of politics, late-breaking news. The Napoli sues Wynn Resorts. Can you give us a genesis of that? Just tell us what that is about and what it means.
Your listeners are all familiar with the issues that have come out with regard to Steve Wynn and Wynn Resorts. Very clear allegations of a long history of sexual harassment in the workplace that is alleged the board of directors and the top leadership of the company knew about and yet ignored. And now, of course, that it's come out, the value of the stock has been impacted. The long-term viability of that, our investment there, will be impacted in a negative way. The goal, long-term, protect our investment.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
In July, become a patriot with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile also credits switching and installment fees up to $1,500 per account. And each Patriot's bill contributes a portion to conservative groups. Get a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone while supplies last. Call today, 1-800-A-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
This is Michael Medved, and I very well remember speaking with Charles Krauthammer about this book and how delighted he was by its huge success, because he knew that what he was writing was so important. Things That Matter perfectly encapsulates his amazing honesty, his erudition, and above all, his wit and his insight. It's an indispensable chronicle that takes the reader on a fascinating journey through fashions and follies and tragedies and triumphs of the last three decades of American life. It's a personal chronicle of one American life, too, an amazing American life that overcame great difficulty to become what the New York Times called one of the nation's most cogent conservative voices. Check out Things That Matter. If you don't have a copy of this book, you want one. Things That Matter, Three Decades of Passion, Pastimes, and Politics, written by Charles Krauthammer. Available wherever books are sold, and most highly recommended by me.
AM 970, The Answer. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. Of course, the top story, the president and Vladimir got together and had a chat, and people are not happy about it, as we've been discussing here on the broadcast. You've heard from reactions, but if you all you have to do is turn on the cable news channels and you just see some Republicans and every Democrat and a lot of the media saying what happened here. Did it have any impact on the markets? That's the focus of our next discussion. And to join us for that is the CEO of Landmark Capital, who I have to admit, if you were watching Newsmax television a week ago Sunday, if you were flipping the channels, you might have seen his face right there on the Income Generation TV show. And nice job there talking about the economy at large. But David Fisher, it's good to have you back on Kevin McCullough Radio. And I was thankful that David Scranton gave my show a little shout out there on his show, saying you appear here every week. And this is, I was very honored. Thanks for including me.
Well, thank you for having me. You got big shoes to fill, and I'm glad I was able to do it. Maybe not as eloquent as you, but think it's in kind of in my power alley, what we talked about, tariffs, you know, and kind of to piggyback what you were saying, the markets aren't really moving up or down because no lack of confidence was brought to the market, and no confidence was brought, but there are some underlying things that are happening between Russia and the United States that I think is important that are not being talked about, but it's being overshadowed by this meeting. I think that's critical, especially when it comes to our currency.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that a little bit. It is the top story of the day, Russia, U.S. What are those underlying factors that we need to be aware of here in the United States?
Well, Friday, the Department of Treasury came out in a look-back report and said that Russia had a major sell-off of U.S. Treasury bonds. Half of their Treasury holdings Russia sold back in March. And as a result of that, it showed its head in early April. They sold
$47.4 billion, to be specific, according to the stats. That is actually what the Treasury is saying caused the 10-year yield to go above 3%. It wasn't anything else. We were, CNBC and other market news commentators on financial news were saying it's because of other things, tariffs. This had to do with Russia selling. An interesting fact also is China's been selling some of these. In the same period of time, they sold not a lot, $7 billion of the assets in March, and also April, the same amount. But another thing that's kind of happening between Russia and the United States is behind the scenes is Russia's been making waves or making agreements with Iran in their oil, $50 billion.
Yeah.
There was a big meeting between the senior advisor of Iran and President Vladimir Putin, and they reaffirmed their commitment to work together. The two energy giants out of Russia, Rosneft and Gazprom, have already started talks with the Ministry of Iran and signed potential deals worth of $10 billion, just those two oil-producing companies alone.
So it's a complete shock, then, that Vladimir Putin would say in that news conference today that Iran's getting a raw deal here. They need to be cut some slack.
You know, what we see in an agreement between two presidents, leaders of the world, who hold 90% of the nuclear arsenals is one thing, and what happens behind the scenes and when it comes to money, the treasury bills and oil is a whole other thing.
No doubt. Well, let's talk about that $50 billion in T-bills. And you've talked about it before, but you said that if the T-bill gets above the 3%, that's really a concern, economic concern for U.S. consumers.
Well, yes, it is, because it's kind of like the psychological barrier. It's back down since then. Today it's at 2.85%. But what has happened in the midst of this since then and now is that the 2-year yield has gone up. So the gap between the 2 and the 10 has gotten a lot smaller, which is another thing we watch. And a lot of people, economists, are saying this thing is going to invert, which means the shorter-term yield of a 2-year is going to get higher in value than a 10-year. So if that happens, 9 times out of 10, that's recession.
Well, and we don't want that to happen, so we need to keep watching that carefully, as I know David will. Looking past Russia, China is still sitting there. Are we in a trade war with them yet?
We are officially in a trade war. There is $34 billion that were put into place in tariffs last week. The president is talking about another $200 billion over the weekend. All Bloomberg News and other financial news had talking heads across the board saying, you know, where we're at. Some very well-respected people like Scott Minard said this, that the hail of risk is getting fatter and fatter as we go along. So far, the Chinese have shown no interest in backing down, and neither has Donald Trump. Another person, Jim Milstein, says, it seems like a perfect storm, creating conditions where recession is very likely, and the increases of incidence of defaults and delinquencies are much higher. So we're headed towards everything I've been saying now. The analysts are saying these things. We're not there yet. No need to sound the alarm, but we've gotten closer to the panic button.
Well, that's disturbing. And friends, one of the reasons why I love having David on is because he offers you materials that will help you stay informed as these events come to pass. In fact, his newest newsletter is titled Some Use Their Crystal Ball, I Just See the Obvious. And it talks about his 8 previous predictions that have come to pass. And he also gives a couple of future ones that he's making as well. And you could see this for yourself. Just call 844-604-2575 and request the newest newsletter. You can also get the 2018 white paper. It's the new one, Time Is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Great Coming Deflate. It's all about what will happen when those bubbles begin to pop and how the economy reacts to it. And it's all got stuff that you need to know. And he's still making the Financial Survival Guide free. It's nearly $200 worth of value and product, but he's still making it available for free. If you just call and request it, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also go online at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for giving us your thoughts today.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
And keep looking good on TV. It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming back with the final thought for the day. It's I'm not going anywhere. You shouldn't either. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
First stop will be the Bronx this time around on the northbound side of Deegan. We're jammed up from the RFK Triborough Bridge right up to Yankee Stadium. There's an accident being cleared. The far left lane is out of service and stays heavy right up into the Cross Bronx. Southbound delays from just south of Fordham Road right on down towards the Cross Bronx Expressway. Now, the Cross Bronx eastbound, that car fire is cleared as you go into Jerome Avenue, but the acceleration lane coming off Jerome Avenue is still blocked with some fire department activity, so it's still bunching up pretty badly as you go east of the Deegan out toward Jerome. And westbound, we're slow from the Bronx River Parkway right on through to the George Washington Bridge. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway jammed off 12th Avenue up into the 130s. An accident being cleared. Southbound, we're slow. GW Bridge down into the 130s as everybody slows down to grab a peek. Northbound FDR, we're slow from the 30s up into the 90s. More delays 150s up to the George Washington Bridge. Taking a look at your ride across, we're under the Hudson River. 15 to 20 minutes back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel. 10 to 15 citybound. Looks like the Lincoln Tunnel. We're dealing with about a 25 to 30 minute delay inbound, 15 out. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news, because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer-dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code AM970. 800-506-2641, promo code AM970. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Hugh Hewitt believes it's time to get in front of the media's digging into Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh.
The politics of personal destruction will kick in, and some groups on the left will try and find dirt. You know, they have to walk through the classification process, and better to start it now than create a fake issue later that people are sitting on documents. The Bush Library should just be pumping that stuff out right now.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States of America, and I do defend the interests of the Russian Federation. We do have interests that are common. We are looking for points of contact.
But will they have them? Does it matter? What does the rest of the world think? That's some of the questions yet to be answered. And if you were reading the Democrats' tweets this morning, man, were they outraged. Nancy Pelosi coming out almost immediately. Russia has something on him. Hillary was trolling him hard, which she really shouldn't. I want to go back to the opening of the show today. Lan He Chen was joining us, the distinguished fellow from Stanford University and the Hoover Institution. And she was the one that took the reset button to to the Russians right after President Obama was reelected, an actual reset button. You can push the reset button. We have a reset button here for you, Mr. Medvedev. I mean, that's just sad. But even after that, she had to tweet today. Great World Cup. Question for President Trump as he meets Putin. Do you know which team you play for? It's that kind of stuff that I think the American people look at with some great disdain. John Brennan, though, was not to be outdone in terms of the snowflake crazy that got unleashed afterwards. And I'm not saying that the president had his best day. There were things about this that I sat there going, it's kind of weird. But this was John Brennan, the former Obama administration official. Trump's press conference in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Notice what he's saying. Not the backroom discussion, not offering him something in secret, the press conference. What we saw there on the presser, that rose to and exceeds the threshold of the high crimes and misdemeanors. Cuckoo. It was nothing short of treasonous, he says. Now, since when does a former CIA guy throw this type of language around? Not only Trump's comments imbecilic, he is holding the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you? Look, I've got concerns about why we didn't call out Ukraine. I've got concerns about why we didn't do certain things. I'm not saying it was treason. Treason, Mr. Brennan, is when he actually works for the undermining and the hurting of his own country. Not asking Putin about one area of public policy because, as Trump is wont to do, he thinks he can massage the deal better as he goes through it. Though he may have met his match with Putin, I'm not sure. But treason? High crimes and misdemeanors? Yeah, certainly puts to rest that whole impeachment meme that you were trying to get rid of a couple of weeks ago, right, Democrats? Yeah, nobody's still talking about that anymore. Nobody. I'm Kevin McCullough.